חדרנו. ומוזדכן מפואר חדרנו. Then this is our last meeting. We indicated last week that we will deal with the three reports today. They are on the agenda: consideration of the draft report on adjustment, appropriation, and the draft report on proposed division of revenue. We have added, Estelle has advised, that the consideration of the annual report. Now, the report on adjustment, we are well aware that since October, we started with the MTBPS tabling by the minister, briefings ensued, there's been discussions. So the report has been circulated to members. I would like us to really, I would like first to hear the comment on the agenda, whether is there any expectation that we go beyond this agenda or we agree with the agenda as proposed. We agree with the agenda as proposed. Thanks. I just want to indicate the apologies. If we look in item 2 of our agenda, Mrs. Zondi, Mr. von Brondis, the two members are on sick leave. And we've got apologies from Mr. Gaela and Mr. Motlashupi. Mr. Motlashupi is not here. And as a result, requested to make preparation for Muteleni. Have we received an apology?
No, but we found out that
he's outside the province. Muteleni has indicated to me that he is not going to be in Parliament the whole week. Muteleni. Okay, yeah. He said after that, I think he's not going to be in Parliament, something, something. So we take it as apologized. Now, there are certain measures that are required for us to proceed with the agenda in terms of quorum. And I've requested another member to be part of this committee to replace, to stand in as a co-opted member in the committee so that we proceed with our business. I will see this honorable member is familiar. I don't see him now. Okay. Can you check? Simo, you qualify to be a member. You're looking at me. And no, this co-option is of another member who is already a member of Parliament. And in the House. So we'll ask Honorable Suga to serve as a co-opted member of the committee so that it enables us to proceed with our business. Shall I proceed? Anything can be declared null and void if Suga doesn't show up. Okay. So Estelle, the report, our report, okay, here is Honorable Suga. Welcome, Honorable Suga, and thank you for agreeing to stand in our committee. Yes, you're welcome to be next to Mr. Isaac. Thanks. Okay, Estelle, can you take us the first report, the adjustment? Yes.
I will just read the report on behalf of the chairperson. It says, report of the Select Committee on Appropriations on the Adjustments Appropriation Bill, Bill 10-2014, National Assembly, Section 77, dated 26 November 2014. The Select Committee on Appropriations, having considered the Adjustments Appropriation Bill, Bill 10 of 2014, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 77 bill, reports that it has agreed to the bill. Report to be considered.
Yes, honorable members, that's what we'll table to the House. That indicates that we have gone through the bill, discussed, and we agree that the bill should be passed. Any, Mr. Isaac?
Yeah, at this point in time, I'd just like to record that I reserve my right in terms of our side of...
We're dealing with the bill first. We're coming... We item three.
Are you on the adjustments appropriation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You reserve your right on the adjustment?
Yes.
Okay. Charles, can you have an indication?
I prefer short option of the report.
Okay, thanks very much.
Chair, I second the adoption of the report.
Thank you. We agree with the bill. The other item
Well,
is...
Chair, can I just check? The yes. member is saying he reserves the right to do what?
He's neither saying reject nor agree. He's abstaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He reserves the right. It may be different thing later. But as of this meeting, the member has got no view. Doesn't express a view. Thank you, Honorable Suka. We like you as a visitor here that has got full speaking rights. Thanks.
In this bill, in the House, will there be declarations?
At the moment, the indication is that the chair will present the report as this paragraph. We agree with the bill. There is no indication yet that there is a request for declaration.
Chair,
yes, sir?
It will be done by way of a schedule, vote by vote. Yes.
Okay. The second report is it was circulated on time, members. Both reports. The second one is on the Division of Revenue and Conditional Grant Allocation to Provincial and Local Spheres. Let me go to page one. The standard report, I think it highlights stipulations that we have to consider in preparing the report. Page 2. Page 3, it has got the table there, proposed division of revenue, national allocation, provincial allocation. '15-16 to 2017-18 financial years. Page 4. The proposed provincial government funding and conditional grants, and the proposed local government funding. Page 5. Page 6, the recommendation starts on page 6. Yes, sir.
Referring to the recommendations, we emphasized the point of multi-year planning specific by municipalities, referring to the conditions stated in the Division of Revenue, page 177. I don't see that it's captured here because we emphasize it quite a few times, referring to the framework of the MIG funding. It must just be captured somewhere. Maybe 8.1, to improve efficiency in grant spending. But I think we must We must, the MIG spending is very, very low. There were only 9 rollovers, 9 municipalities received rollovers.
Okay. Agree, members. Estelle, that point can be captured on the report. If it is not highlighted, I think the member is making a valid point to say it. Okay. Shall we just request you just to have a rough draft on the point that you are making so that it will be incorporated in the report. Thanks. We may look into the flow of the report and the point that is linking. Because there's where underspending is raised and so forth, unnecessary conversion of grants into something else. But the point stands. Thanks. Any other matter? Do we approve the report with the that point that is raised as an emphasis? Okay. Who moves and who seconds? Okay. Honorable Mutara.
Chair, I move for the adoption.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thanks so much, Mr. DPA. So the report is approved.
Item annual report.
We've got National Treasury with us. Did I acknowledge them? Yes, we got National Treasury representative. Thanks very much, gentlemen. And we've got our budget offices always with us. And otherwise, others, we've got an obligation to be here. So, thanks. Then let's have the annual report. Estelle, can you talk on this annual report?
Thank you, Chairperson. The annual report is not for publication in the ATC. Or consideration in the House. It's basically an administrative report that was requested by the House Chairperson, Mr. Honorable Nyambi, who said that, I think he indicated in the previous Committee of Chairs that committees must adopt a work reflecting a report of their work during the year. So if you go through the document, unfortunately it wasn't circulated previously. I only became aware of this requirement 2 days ago. So it basically, if you look at it, it just shows exactly what the committee did this year, who are the members, what bills were considered, the FFC submission that we had, and also the strategic plan, the training we covered. Under training, we just basically put all those induction meetings that were held with the various stakeholders. It just shows it's in the format that we were requested to do it also last year, indicating if there were any cancelled meetings, if there were any sponsorships received, which we haven't. It's just a straightforward recording the work of the committee since its inception in June. And we must submit it to the House Chairperson's office by the end of this month, so we just brought it to the committee today.
Thanks, Estelle. Members, if you look at the report, really, it reports on activities of our committee, and these are things that we have undertaken, hearings, visits, so it's a factual report. Can I have an indication that we approve the report? Mr. Isaac?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Isaac. And then Mutara? Second. Okay.
Chairperson, just on page 1, the last member, the spelling of the surname is incorrect.
Page 1. Okay, that must be corrected.
But
Von Brandis?
It's V-A.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Otherwise, you support the report?
Yes.
With the correction. Okay. Thanks. So the report is approved. Thanks, members. No. You're doing well, Honorable Suga. You're doing very well. So let's go to the minutes of the previous meeting. Yes, that's what I started explaining. The next minutes will reflect the attendance and the status of Honorable Suga. Thanks. The minutes, first page, anything? Names haven't changed, you remain the same. So, yes, on the minutes. Okay. Page 2. Page 3. On the final mandates, it indicates which province was not covered here on the final mandates. All provinces. Free State, and it was since attended to. Page 3, page 4. The minutes are a correct reflection of the previous meeting. You agree on this one, Honorable Suga, you have to observe because we are not in the previous meeting. Yes. So can
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Ntara moves. Thanks. Honorable Isaac agrees with the minutes. So. Any other matter, Esther? Okay. The Lubabalo is on paternity leave. Lubabalo is on paternity leave. We congratulate him. I don't know whether it's the first or the second time, but we congratulate him.
This must stop now. Last one.
Okay. Well, let me raise this thing. Honorable Suga, first. No, we want to first thank you as a practice of the committee. We first want to thank you, Honorable Suga, for being readily available to ensure that our business of Parliament continues as planned, scheduled. Apologies of members at the last hour disrupt the normal functioning of committees. I think that point should be made. And I want to thank all the honorable members who consistently attend the meetings here. And honorable members present here, without fail, have always been part of these committee meetings and making it function properly. And I want to thank the Chair of Finance Committee, Honorable Charles, together with members, the whip of the committee, Honorable Isaac. I want to thank you for dedicating time and energy into the work of the committee. We are very grateful that we've started this year with basics to induct ourselves and also to thrash out some expectations. And we have come to realization that our committee deals with quite crucial areas at the budget, which is an instrument for the realization of the expectations that our people always, when they participate in successive democratic elections, platforms, express their views, their needs. So we would have to play our role in a manner really that distinguishes us as a committee of parliament that has got an important role to play. Normally we say that figures don't lie, and we have got to look into them as not just mere statistics, but as an important instrument towards the realization of the better life for our people. So we thank you that we have come to the end of a short but very interesting term, first period of our parliament. It was very short but very interesting. So we have to go to this long break of December and wish you well in advance. Those that have made some changes on their names must inform the chair next year, if there is any. But thank you very much. Let's have an enjoyable, restful period. And our meeting is adjourned. Thanks. No, do we have any other matter? The program. Did we have a program or something? But thanks. You are excused. You are excused, Honorable Suk. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I really thank all members of the committee and all members of the committee, our support team, and we have already at least went out to oversight, visit. We believe that next year provides us a platform for better planning and also for more outreach program for our committee in a meaningful way. So I think next year will be much more of a productive year. At least we have used this, as I indicated, to clarify ourselves, to get used to our cycle, and we'll be better. By each period, we'll always be better persons. Anything other than that, we must go to hold and rest and prepare yourself for the next year. No excuses. Tomorrow is our last day. We can't extend beyond there, I think. Thanks. Solari. Thanks, Chair.
What's the possibility of us being called to a special sitting, like the NA?
No, the NA was very clear from its previous business. It didn't have even the farewell statements. They were quite clear that they are not done with their business. Yes, Solari.
Thanks, Chair. Wednesday last week, it was said that I must just quickly take members through our committee program, Silk Road and Finance. I've circulated to members. Chair, constituency period 12 to 26 January. 27th to 29th January is the joint whips workshop. Preliminary oversight visits. Western Cape taking Parliament to the people, the 3rd and to the 6th February. NSUP members training 10th to 11th, then SONA the 12th. Our meeting will start on the 18th, as I've indicated to members, briefing by the Department of Corporate Governance and the Department of Public Service on the progress made on the draft legislation that will provide the regulation intervention in terms of Section 103 of the Constitution. Then after that, it will be the lock-up session, the tabling of the 2015 annual budget. The 26th will be the briefing by the minister, that is in Feb. Our hearings will be on the 3rd of March. The 5th will consider the report. After the chairperson, it will be the program of the NSOP. The 5th of March is our last committee meeting. We've got only 5 meetings next time, chairperson, as the committee. Then appropriation will kickstart after the 5th of March, 2015. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Orani. Any comment, members?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
now the Select Committee for Finance. The 18th of February, I don't have a calendar of 2015 with me. What day of the week is that? 18th of February.
It's a Wednesday.
Chairperson, it will be very helpful if we could fit in a meeting with the Davis Committee on tax before the national budget is tabled. And our proposal is that we look for space. Friday is working day. It's not a holiday. It's a working day that we capture, that we fit in a meeting before the national budget is tabled. The Davis Committee. Davis Committee looking to all the tax issues as mandated by the Minister of Finance, the former Minister of Finance. You can, yeah. Honorable Mutara say the 20th.
Isn't it proper that some days will be put on the program as draft subject to the chairs and the whip guide? He was making a statement of matter of principle that there should be prior to the
yes.
So and then the date that is available is what? First Friday, the Friday, 20th. I don't think we object that Friday is a working day, especially during the season where budget, we consider the budget. We agree really that we must utilize all available days. Okay. Honorable Shal, you can conclude this one.
Yeah, Chair, I'm covered the program, well, there is a public hearings. Okay, I see it. The school framework committee start plan, okay. Taking parliament to the people, constituency period. Another crucial point, Chairperson, is regarding the growth projections as stated in the MTBBS, it will be very helpful if we call the provinces to come and report to the Finance Committee on the provincial growth and development strategy. The announcements are made at National Parliament, but the fact of the matter is it's happening in provinces. As also part of the infrastructure development, the 847 billion rand that has been allocated for that. So we can, I propose that we have a series of meetings with the 9 provinces on this. Fit in somewhere into the schedule. 2 days.
No. Yeah, direct to the chair of finance. Thanks, Chair. If you still remember, during our management meeting, we said this will be in the second term. Second term, yes, sir.
Maybe our web can brief us on that.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Just to say that the WIPS workshop training will now be for WIPS and chairs. It's your chairperson of committees that requested or said that you agreed yesterday that chairpersons want to be part of the WIPS workshop. So on...
We are from 4-day training.
We are now going to 3-day training from the 27th of January until the 29th of January. It is indicated in the program of the Finance Committee. From the 3rd of February to the 6th of February is the oversight visits of taking Parliament to the people. From the... Western Cape. Where? What do you mean? It's in the Eden. What it is? It's Eden District. It's the Oudtshoorn area. Eden District. Yeah, it's for the whole week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's the highest concentration of ostrich in South Africa, or in the Southern Hemisphere, it's in Oudtshoorn.
No, it will be in Oudtshoorn. And then from, and then the program will proceed with committees as we have in the, after the State of the Nation address, which takes place on the 12th. The, everything else stays the same. I think the only change or inclusion was that the chairs will be part of the WIPS workshop. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Ntara.
Chairperson, yesterday I posed a question to Advocate Bendela when he made a remark. The focus will be on the Eden District Municipality, that area, but committees will also go in the larger Western Cape province. Then I asked him where, because it was suspected of us as committees to put forward a program regarding that period. I said that we can't do it if we don't have specifics. Now, I thought it would come up at the program meeting this morning, because that is the vacuum. Tomorrow afternoon, Friday morning, members leave here and come back on the 26th of January. That's a reality. Now, there's a steering committee putting this program together of this pre-visit. Now, that information is crucial for the staff to assist and draw up a program, whatever, for that week. Just to bring you on board, in the past, we were divided into groups. Group 1 is going this way, group 2 is going that way. And tonight we report back. And so it goes on for the whole week now. I don't know if it's going to be the same again. I just want to emphasize this point.
Chair, the only indication that we got is that it's in the Eden District. We did not get any information that is taking place throughout the province. The steering committee has not finalized everything. They are, I think they are still meeting with the municipality leadership there that we are going to. But there was no indication of the whole of Western Cape. It's just Eden District. But I think also, Chair, the committees do sit in the technical committee. The committee secretaries do form part of the overall program. So they will have the program finalized even before us as members, I think. When we come back, we'll just be told where we're going.
Okay, that's a framework. Program may be tightened up as we move on, subject to steering committee meetings and so forth, onto specific areas that will be visited and committees that will be allowed to do oversight. So thanks very much for the information. And now this is also the part, it also reflects our joint session of committees on the program for finance committee and the program. Last week we agreed that the committee secretaries must just flag out after our brainstorming session areas of focus. But thanks very much. members enjoy the festive season. Thanks very much.
There's no party.
Everything else last week that we're talking about was withdrawn. Thank you.